are joined this morning by Carol Carpenter, who is a stuntwoman, motorcycle racer, and entrepreneur, author of The Elegant Disruptor, Breaking Through Barriers and Limiting Beliefs to Success. You say, well, why that today? Because today is Quitter's Day. Most people quit their New Year's resolutions. Now, Carol was told she was crazy for pursuing her racing dreams, and as she worked through her own self-doubts, she built a life she loves and now helps others to do the same and not to quit. Good morning, Carol. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Gary.
Well, it's an honor to have you aboard this morning. And you've been in not only this, you've been in a lot of movies as a stunt woman. You've got quite a life going on there. But, you know, it's Quitter's Day today. I mean, who wants to give up? But a lot of people do that after making New Year's resolutions that sometimes maybe a little too big, or, you know, we kind of lose interest or whatever happens. So you're going to kind of help us a little bit today not to give up on some of those New Year's resolutions, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, why is giving up kind of inevitable for a lot of people? How do you survive Quitter's Day? You've survived going into a world that was dominated by men with stuntmen, and you've been quite successful at that. So talk a little bit about your life and how you kind of got around to this idea of don't quit, right?
Well, I think that stems around the fact that my mom passed away when I was about 19 years old.
Okay.
And you gained an appreciation for life because you realize how short it is. And I think that helped a great deal in my perspective.
There's a lot of people that look at this, Carol, and they say, well, you know, I'm not cut out for this. Geez, this is too hard. There's no way I'm going to succeed. I failed before. I'll fail again. Why try? I mean, you get all these kind of excuses that we make. And maybe that's the first thing is, how do you get rid of excuses and kind of keep your eye on the prize, so to speak?
Well, I think you need to surround yourself with people that have the same goals. And they challenge you and they, you know, kind of force you to get out there even when you don't feel like it. And eventually it becomes a habit.
You built a life that you obviously love. I mean, you're very good at it. And
yes.
And you help other people do the same. So one of the things that people will get into a lot of times, I'm a great believer of psycho-cybernetics, that you can envision good things. And eventually, you know, it's kind of been proven that your muscles react to that and you eventually do some of those. But a lot of people get into negative self-talk, negative pictures, and they go out and they fail. And I often say, well, congratulations, you failed at what you pictured, right? How do you go about, fighting the negative self-talk and limiting beliefs that come from that?
Well, I think you got to get to the root problem, just like anything else in your life, right? If you're encountering some type of hardship and you can't overcome it, you've got to figure out why. Once you do, it becomes easier.
So you're going out and you're pursuing a dream of being a stuntwoman, an actress, a motorcycle road racer. You've been in movies that people have seen. We'll talk about those in a few moments. But so obviously there probably weren't a lot of people out there who were saying, hey, come on in. You know, the stuntmen are there and they say, come on in. Yeah. No. I mean, you're kind of pursuing that. So you said about surrounding yourself with people. Who are the people you surrounded yourself with as you march forward toward your dream?
The people that were the elite in what I was wanting to do. If I wanted to do stunts, my brother was a part of the Stuntmen's Association, so I hung around all the people he knew. And then it just became easy because they were there supporting me and challenging me, and eventually I gained the confidence I needed. And I think that's what most people need to do, surround themselves with people that are very like-minded and will support them through it.
Now, you've appeared in films like Bird Box, The Strange, 50 Shades Darker, and Chips. You got TV credits that include SWAT on CBS, Rush Hour, and 911. So you've been in some pretty good stuff here. So how do you – I'm sure there was probably some moments along the way you said, geez, I'm not sure I can make that. How do you fight in those moments? I mean, is there – some people have this deep-rooted belief that they're just not worthy of good things. You obviously don't have that, right?
Oh, no, of course I do. I have moments.
Okay.
Come on. I'm a human being.
So what?
Yeah, it's difficult to overcome it for
sure,
Gary. I mean, we all have those kind of negative self-chatter. And I think, you know, for me, especially in the stunt world, I actually leaned on my brother quite heavily.
Okay. And how did you do that? What kind of things did you do in terms of getting your brother involved and kind of helping you through some of those moments of self-doubt?
He was actually there at most of the movies that I did.
Wow.
And so having him there was a great support system to get me through it. You just have to, you know, find those people in the industry that you're in and really lean on them and learn from them. And eventually you gain the confidence to move forward on your own. But you'll always have those moments, and it's normal.
Carol, when you can you remember the first movie you were in or the first film you were in, and you walk out on the set?
Oh,
now,
gosh.
Most of us can't even ever imagine that, but here you are doing it. So you walk out on a set. What, I mean, what goes through your mind? What's the very first thought that hits you?
Can I do this?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's first step. Okay, so next step is, obviously, you did it. So how do you jump that chasm?
It's just a little bit like riding a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Right? When you're, I actually am afraid. I'm jittery, and I'm not sure I can do it, and I'm you know,
right.
I'm worried. But the minute you get on and you put your helmet on, it's full focus.
Okay.
And all those doubts just kind of fall away.
Now, somewhere in here, the word preparation seems like it should appear. That, you know, okay, you got all this doubt, you got all this stuff. You say, okay, am I worthy of it? Can I really do it? But the preparation is really kind of important. And I'm imagining, I don't know you, obviously, but I'm imagining your preparation must be kind of crazy, that you're really good at getting ready. So the preparation kind of takes over at some point for someone that has doubts like that. Tell me where that fits in your life.
Well, you would practice. It's just like anything else in any business, right? You practice, practice, practice till it becomes part of your everyday, and it's normal.
Well, it's Quitter's Day. Doesn't that sound like something we ought to be celebrating? Carol Carpenter's with us this morning, and she broke into the male-dominated world of road racing, turned that into a successful career as a stuntwoman, has been an actress, and she bucked a lot of trends and stereotypes for people who were, you know, trying to get into that field. Now, she's an entrepreneur and a consultant, and Carol helps other women kind of reignite their passions, break through self-imposed barriers, and develop an action plan for success. If it sounds like I'm reading that, I am. She's founder of Moto Vixens and managing partner of Iron Dog Media. I mean, you think about, you know, where you come to here on this, Carol. I mean, somewhere you have to have a belief in yourself, don't you? I mean, that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. And you certainly, obviously, through all the things you've accomplished, have done that.
Yes, you got to believe in yourself. Otherwise, how can you succeed?
Yeah. So what role does fear play in your success? I mean, is there a surefire way to overcome it? We were talking earlier about the fear, and you said about walking out on the set for your first acting job, and you overcome the fear, and we talked about preparation a little bit. But as you talk to other people out there today who are today's, like, quitting day on resolutions, and we say that kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it goes bigger than that. For people that are maybe quitting in life right now, they've had a losing streak, things aren't going that well, what would you say to them?
Well, you got to find a way to make your life fun,
yeah.
Right? If you're not having fun, then you're not going to continue doing it. And we do that even in motorcycles. We make everything fun out of basically a sport that is dangerous.
Yeah.
So that they can learn and improve their own skills and get the confidence they need.
You know, you just hit on something that I totally believe in. I've been a coach for 42 years in basketball and golf and stuff. But, you know, the idea, like a talk show host for 25 years, people always say, well, when are you going to retire? I said, first day I go to work. It's always fun. I can't, you know, I never go to work. And I get to work with Mark every day here. I mean, we have a great time. And so I look at that and I say, man, if you get up and you're not enjoying what you're doing, and you're not wanting to get prepared for it and do, you know, a good job, what are you doing, right? I mean, that's kind of what
exactly.
You're saying here, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're not having fun with life, what are we doing here on Earth?
Exactly. Now, Carol, you've written a book called The Elegant Disruptor. People can find you at carolcarpentermedia.com. I know you've got that website. At Moto Vixens, which is a great name, by the way, interesting. But Moto Vixens, and people can read your book. Where can they find your book at, Carol?
They can find it on Amazon.
Like everything else, right? On Amazon.
Right.
The Elegant Disruptor, Breaking Through Barriers and Limiting Beliefs to Success, and find out how not to do that. Because Carol Carpenter showed you by what she's done that she can break through with all that. Final word for people this morning, Carol, or Carol, on Quitter's Day.
Final word?
Yep.
Be curious. and see your life as an adventure.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, learn more about Carol Carpenter, her work, and her new book, The Elegant Disruptor, at carolcarpentermedia.com. Carol, I hope we can talk again sometime. You're a delight. I appreciate you getting up early this morning out there in Washington. And we're not talking about D.C. We're talking about out on the coast. thanks for getting up early with us, Carol. Really appreciate it. As again, you're a delight. And a continued good luck on all the things that you're involved in.
Thank you so much, Gary.